Blog Talk Radio.
Roxanne Green enjoys teaching and helping others
Therefore, she's decided to use her passion for those things that turn it for those things and turn it into a business. And so today, I would like it's my pleasure to introduce you to Coach Roxanne Green. How are you, Coach?
I am wonderful, Ruth. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor to have you on. And as I said, you know, social media, Facebook, Twitter, all MySpace, all of that came together for me once I started. I met Roxanne, everybody. And Roxanne, I want to publicly thank you for all the expertise you have lended to me. Because what it did was help me navigate the minefield and, you know, be a better internet marketer, a better network marketer, and a better person all around. So I want to thank you, Roxanne, for being on the show and helping so many people, including myself.
Well, you're welcome, Ruth. Thank you so much for those kind words. I'm glad to be able to help. That's one of the things, the reasons why I do what I do. I love hearing people like you, you know, who come back to me and say, you know, you've helped me so much. And, you know, that just makes me feel so good that was able to use what I know to help other people.
Well, Roxanne, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but the first time I got online, really online, trying to attempting to build my network marketing business in 2005, I did not even know how to send an email. I didn't.
Yeah.
And so I know that there are a lot of people out there right now who are just, as you said, technologically challenged. Some of them are just aid. So what is the good news we have for them today? What are we going to talk about? How can we help them get better?
Well, the good news, Ruth, is that social networking, the way you have to look at social networking is kind of like a social function in person. It's no different. You know, you're out there, and, you know, a lot of people think that just because they're on the Internet, they have to act differently than they would at a social function. And that's not the case. I mean, whatever, if you're doing something online, for example, you know, I see people out there, you know, getting in arguments with other people or playing these games called Mafia Wars and Pot Farm and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with those games. But if you're trying to build a business, everything you do online, you've got to understand that everything you do online is seen by other people. It's like you're standing across the room. There's people standing across the room watching you doing what you're doing. And if you're loud and obnoxious, if you're doing silly stuff, if you're doing things that might not, you know, other people might not agree with, people across the room are seeing that when you're doing it in person. When you're doing it online, it's the same way. It's the same thing. That's where social media, it can be a very, very powerful tool to build your business, but it can also be a very, very powerful tool to hurt your business.
Exactly. Now, Roxanne, I am aware that there are some people who are listening who may not know what social media is. So, first of all, could you kind of just define what exactly is social media?
I will, Ruth, and that's a great question because there's a lot of people who are under the misconception that social media is only sites like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn, MySpace, those type of sites. Now, social media encompasses an entire number of platforms. For example, Ruth, this radio show, people can interact with you through the Blog Talk Radio website. I'm not sure if you ever open it up for questions or not, but you're reaching out to an audience. You, in person, are talking to your prospective audience, whether it be your potential clients, business builders, customers. You are reaching out to those people through this Blog Talk Radio platform. This is a part of social media. A blog is a part of social media. Forums are part of social media. Anywhere where you can go and interact directly with your prospect, we'll say prospect, meaning potential customer, business partner, client, et cetera. Anywhere where you can interact directly with your prospect, that is social media.
Wow. So that covers a broad spectrum. And so let me ask you this. What made you decide to go, what drives Coach Roxanne to help people and make it better?
What drives me is people like you, Ruth, people who, you know, I can, and I've been doing this, you know, I didn't start charging, I didn't make this a business until just within the last year or so. Before that, I was doing this all for free. I was teaching people, you know, everything I know. And
mm-hmm.
I was doing it all for free. And I love the feeling that I get. And, of course, you know, we all have to make money somehow. You know, we can't give away our services forever. But that was a great learning experience for me for a few years, giving it, teaching people for free, because I got to learn while I was teaching people. And the feeling that I get when people like you come to me and say, you know, you have helped me so much, you know, that feeling is what drives me to make my programs affordable and what drives mm-hmm. me to continue doing these programs for people, because there are so many people that they listen to other trainers, and most people will tell you either what to do or how to do it. But there's very few people that are going to tell you both what to do and how to do it. There's very few people that, you know, I've been told I have a gift in breaking things down into simple to understand language. And that's because in the beginning, for me, it was frustrating. I learned very quickly. And it was frustrating some of the ways these people were teaching things. I'm thinking, wow, if it's taking me that long to pick it up,
yes,
how is this the average person going to learn from this? So I needed to put something out there where I could help the average person who doesn't have a lot of technical knowledge, who doesn't
mm-hmm.
have the background that I have, who didn't go through 2 years of data processing and learning mainframe computers to know how everything works. You know, I needed to put together something that speaks to the average person. And that's what drives me.
Wow, Roxanne. Well, you know, as a result of you doing, putting together a package for us, I attended one of your classes last year. It was called Cash In on Your Passion. And there, ladies and gentlemen, I learned how to make money doing her tagline is here is learn how to make money doing what you love. And one of the things that I love to do is gardening. And so I'll be creating a gardening blog, and this idea came out of the class that you had, and I'm advancing on that. But you know what? What stopped me was just what stopped a lot of people, not having the technical skills. And that's why I'm so glad that we have Coach Roxanne on the phone with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give out the call-in number if you have a question for Coach Roxanne. Whatever what are your biggest struggles in building your business online or offline? Coach Roxanne can help you do that. Here's our dial-in number for today. It's 646-595-4222. That dial-in number is 646-595-4222. And if you would go to, if you're listening online, please go to the show page of the MLM View and hit the Facebook share button and the Twitter share button. There's that social media, Roxanne. And you can also email people. Invite people to call it. Let your friends know that we're here on Blog Talk Radio today talking with Coach Roxanne Green. And once we get off the phone, you can go. Well, we're going to get you, Roxanne, we're going to let you give out your I got to calm down, y'all. I'm getting very excited. We're going to let you share your information. Roxanne, I am so excited to have you on because I know how you have the power of the information that I learned from you, how it propelled me to go from my post office job to my home office right now, where we're sharing with the listeners online. So with that being said, Roxanne, and let's get back to our discussion on social media. Why do people say, Roxanne, that social media doesn't work? That's a question that comes up a lot in conversation when I ask people, are you on Facebook? You on Twitter? Are you, you know, when they say they're not getting any, you know, clients or potential customers, I share with them what I use, and I really don't understand why they say it don't work, because it's working perfectly for me.
Well, that's the thing, Rose. A lot of people just don't understand how, you know, people will go out there, and I see it every day. You know, I on my page, for example, I'm so happy that Facebook has decided to do something called hide posts.
Mm-hmm.
As I see it, you know, people will come in, and they think that my page is for them to spam their latest, greatest opportunity. For example, here's a post that, you know, I manage pages. I manage a bunch of other Facebook pages as well. And this post wasn't on my page, but it was one on another page that I managed that I just did yesterday. And this post says, hundreds are enrolling right now. Join free and be part of the global movement. Take 13 seconds to enroll. Risk free and change your life forever. Launching in over 20 countries at once. It's free during free launch. Try it out, and they give a link. Now, come on. You know, if you walked into a party, a social function, would you jump up on a table and start screaming something like that?
No.
How many people do you think, honestly, would run to you and say, yes, I want to do it, if you went into a party, jumped up on a table, and started screaming those words?
I think they'd be running from you.
You are so correct. And you know what, Ruth? That's what people do online. They run from you when you do things like that. There's a nifty little thing on your Facebook profile, and a lot of people know about it. And Twitter, same way, YouTube, you know, you can hide. You can basically say, I don't want emails from this person again, or I don't want updates from this person again, or I don't want statuses from this person again. And that person never knows you hid them. You don't have to physically unsubscribe from them. You can just hide them. Even in forums, you can just hide them. And they think they have, 6,000 friends or 4,000 friends. And in reality, many of those people have probably just hidden their status updates because they don't want to see them. And then they come to me and they say, social media doesn't work. Well, it doesn't the way you're doing it. It doesn't work.
There you go. That's the key, the way you're doing it. And that's why we have you on the show today. Wow, Roxanne, I think you hit it there. So how can we get them trained or the information so that they can be doing it right? This is a time for you to share the postcard I got in the mail, please.
Well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first, I'm actually going to be doing a free teleseminar tomorrow evening. Yep, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. If people want to go to my page at coachroxanne.com, that's CoachRoxanne.com. That goes directly to my Facebook page. And once they like the page, they can click on free teleseminar on the left-hand side. And that free teleseminar link will tell them all about tonight or tomorrow night's free teleseminar at 9 p.m. Eastern that I'm doing about using social networking to build your business. And I also have a six-month coaching program. This is the postcard Ruth was talking about that she got in the mail. I am doing a six-month coaching program, and I have to, unfortunately, keep the numbers small in the six-month coaching program. But they can find that information on my Facebook page as well, coachroxanne.com. But in that six-month coaching program, I'm going to be going through with everybody at least 2 teleseminars or webinars per month, I'm going to be going through and showing everybody exactly what to do and how to do it with social media, how to link everything together. What, you know, people hear these words, you know, social networking, blogs, plugins, WordPress, apps, TweetChat, fan pages, TweetDeck, hashtags, you know, all those types of things, iframes, and they get overwhelmed.
And how about this word that we listen to all the time, apps? That right there is enough to apps. You hear it every day.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's an app for everything now. And
yes.
You've got an app for that. It's a famous saying, you know, and you've got apps for your iPhones, and you've got apps for Facebook, and you've got apps for Twitter, and you've got apps for this and apps for that. And, you know, there's WordPress, and there's all of these things that people just look at it and say, oh, my gosh, this is just too overwhelming. My philosophy is KISS. Keep it super simple. Keep it super simple. We're going to break down in the 6-month intensive coaching. We're going to break down social media, and we're going to go step by step by step from the very beginning all the way up to the advanced stuff. And the coaching program is designed to help anyone who wants to make money online, whether you have a business or not.
Okay.
If, you know, if you've already got a business online, you're doing something now, that's great. You know, you could, but what you learn in this 6-month coaching intensive class is you're going to be able to apply that to anything you decide to do online. Like you, with you do network marketing, you love your network marketing company.
I'm passionate about it. You know, that's why I attended your class, turn your passion into cash.
And you have a passion for gardening as well. So why not use both of those things? You know, what you learn, you can apply to both things that you will have a passion for.
Yep.
Your network marketing and your gardening. And that's where I'm going to take people through. Take them by the hand. That's why I need to keep that class small. I can't, you know, I have to keep that 6-month coaching intensive very small because I can't, you know, I can't work with 100 people and give them individual attention that they need. I'm also giving away with that class, people are going to get up to 3 hours of personal one-on-one coaching with me. That's 3 hours of just, you know, if I were to charge for those hours individually, that's an $891 value. Up to 3 hours of individual personal coaching with me during that 6-month period where we can tailor everything you're learning to your business. So,
and that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Treat your business like a business and get the skills you need from a person that is really a great coach and mentor, and that's Coach Roxanne. Roxanne, I'm going to have to take a break right now, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you a couple of more questions because the time is getting short here. But I lost my page here on the computer. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101, and I'm going to play our commercial break here in a second. But before taking that break, you know, I was just sitting and listening, taking notes. And, you know, I like to get a question in, so that way when you come back, I know you got some things that you want to run through, you know, for the last 15 or so minutes that we have. We come back, Ruth, and your guest, Roxanne, you talked about, and this is one of the things that, again, you know, I believe what you're doing is great because one of the things that some of us talk about in the company that I'm in is what is your, you know, we talk to each other about what is your reason for being on Facebook. And as you said, you know, people see everything that you do once you put something out there. And so we have one gentleman who always tells people that whatever they do, make sure everything they post is positive and you don't have to respond to everything that everybody else says, because somebody is watching you. Could you, and you also said about hiding people, you know, and other stuff. Could you just reiterate that so much? Because I think what happens is sometimes people get comfortable, they get relaxed, and they forget why they're on Facebook, and then they see somebody says something, and then they decide to chime in, and before you know it, they didn't got into a negative conversation, and then somebody's fussing back at somebody, and then they go post later on about some wonderful business opportunity they have and forgot all about the other stuff that they put out there. So could
right.
you just sort of highlight that again, please?
Yeah, let me give you a kind of a word picture here, a little story that'll help reiterate that point. I was on a forum once a few years back asking a question about how can I transition from giving away all my information for free to getting paid for my expertise. And this woman had answered me, and she said, well, you need coaching. She said, and I will coach you, and it will cost this much. And she gave me her link to her blog. And I went to her blog, and her blog talked about how she could not make her business work. She lost her job. She was now homeless, living in her van, getting on the internet from libraries, and she had just a cell phone in her van and basically nothing. And this woman wanted me to pay her to learn how to make money? You don't, well, I don't care. You know, homeless to millionaire is the most wonderful story in the world, but you don't tell that story while you're homeless. You tell that story after you become a millionaire. You don't
right.
tell it while you're home. So, you know, if you're in a, like I said, you're at a party, you're at a social function. If you're arguing with this group of people over here, and then you try to come over here and talk to this prospect really nice and sweet and everything, they're probably going to be rolling their eyes saying, yeah, you're a jerk, buddy. You know, leave me alone. But that's exactly the way it is online. It's
okay.
a big party. Everybody sees what you're doing.
Thank you so much for that, because, you know, it's a thing that I had to learn also, is that I don't comment on everything I see anymore. I used to, you know,
Absolutely.
Feel compelled.
You don't have to be Pollyanna. You don't have to be Pollyanna. We're all allowed to have bad days. We're all allowed to have, you know, an occasional moment of, you know, yesterday, last night I broke out in hives, and I put on my Facebook, I've got the hives again. This is crazy. But, you know, we're all allowed to have those little moments of, but we're not, what we can't do, we have to stop ourselves from doing, is getting into the back and forth bickering. My son and his girlfriend are always on Facebook, on each other's walls, going back and forth, arguing. Don't put that stuff out there in public. You know, don't do it. Just stop. And, you know, I don't get involved in it. I don't comment. I don't hit the like button, because I don't want my potential business partners to see what's going on over here and that I liked this status or I liked that status when they're arguing back and forth. You don't do that.
Okay. I'm going to take a commercial break and then come back, Ruth, and you can kick it out for the last 15 minutes after we come back from this commercial break. Hey, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you.
We
All
are
right,
back
to you, Ruth, and you got 15
thank
minutes left.
You, thank
and,
you.
Take it away.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Coach Roxanne. And you know what, Roxanne, I love the interaction that you and Baba Jahi had, the question and answer just now. One thing I want to iterate and stress to everyone is that Coach Roxanne is very accessible. All you have to do is go to her Facebook page. She has all the information there on how to contact her. And you can ask questions on her, you know, send her a message if you have a question, or just push one on your on the phone dial right now, and you can talk live with Coach Roxanne. Now, Roxanne, I when I received this postcard in the mail, I was thrilled because I and then I went in and I'm going to sign up. I haven't done it yet, but I will be signing up for this social networking intensive. 6 months social networking intensive as soon as we finish our interviews today. But one of the reasons I want to sign up is because, ladies and gentlemen, you heard, did y'all hear how I made a mistake before we went to the break? I lost my page on the computer. Told you I was technically challenged. But the thing about it is, don't wait till you get perfect to get started in your business. And Roxanne, so what can you share with our listeners today about just doing it? Just go ahead on and start where you are. And that's what I did. You know, you're going to make mistakes. So people, you know, that's the other thing. I talk with people and they say, well, I want to wait until I learn before I start doing it. Can you share a little bit or give some tips on how to get started and then we'll go from there?
Well, I'll share tips on how to get started in just a second. But let me first say, Ruth, that if you're waiting until you're perfect to get started, you'll never get started. and not one of us. There is not one person on God's green earth that is perfect. And, you know, if people say, oh, you do such a great job and you're so perfect, I'm not. I'm not. If you saw my desk, you'd know I'm not perfect. but if you wait, you know, you can't wait till you mm-hmm. know everything to get started, because what happens for me, and I don't know if this is, you know, the same way for everybody, but for me, if I get started and I'm doing it as I'm learning it, I learn it so much better. You know, as you're learning, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have your blog perfect, your Facebook page perfect, your radio show perfect. You know, people are human. We stumble once in a while. We make mistakes. That's okay. It's perfectly okay to make mistakes. It makes you a real person. And when you're a real person, other real people can relate to you. Now, when you are not a real person, when you profess to be perfect, then other people can't relate to someone who's perfect. I don't know about you, Ruth, but I don't really relate well to people who are perfect. I mean, if I see somebody who's putting themselves out there as the perfect person with the perfect life and the perfect everything, I'm kind of intimidated by that kind of person. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to approach them to ask them about their business.
And that's it. And, you know, that was the word. I was just saying I'm intimidated. But the other thing is you just said it was about approachable. That's why I said what I learned from you helped me relax, be myself, know that I'm earning while I'm learning. And, you know, we hear everyone talking about attraction marketing and attraction marketing. That's nothing new, is it?
Right. It's not. It's really not new. You know, it's like I use the example of being at a party. You've been doing it all your life. In school,
yes.
You do attraction marketing. If you ever went to school, if you ever interacted with other kids, you've done attraction marketing. You've made yourself appealing to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all attraction marketing is. That's all social networking is being accessible and appealing to other people. And I'm not talking about physically appealing. You know, I'm overweight. I could stand to lose quite a few pounds. It doesn't matter. I'm me.
Join the
club. You don't have to be a physically perfectly appealing person to everyone. You
right.
have to be appealing in to your prospect, your potential client, customer, or business partner.
And everybody has a group of people that they are, attracted to, and that they attract. So what we want to do here, with Coach Roxanne, ladies and gentlemen, on the MLM View, is to help you grow your business, grow your skills, and feel comfortable about being where you are in your work world. Now, Roxanne, one of the reasons that I was so happy again to see this is because I know that building a business is an evolution. It's a journey. Being successful is a journey. So I'm looking forward to working with you for the next 6 months on this journey. And I want to invite everyone that's listening to this call, the live call as well as the archive, to come along with us as you watch how I build my technical skills. This is the Ruth Bradford reality show, y'all. I'm going to be doing it
yes,
live.
It's our new reality show. And
yes.
You know what,
how can they get in touch with you, Roxanne, and how will they join in with us? And we're going to be doing this for 6 months, so I'm looking forward to it. And will you come back on the show and give us updates from time to time?
Absolutely. And the best way for them to get is through my Facebook page, like I said, at CoachRoxanne.com. That free teleseminar that's going on tomorrow night is there, as well as the six-month coaching that they can sign up for. I will tell you, Ruth, you and I talked about this, and I have asked you, I'm looking for people right now. You know, if you want to sign up for the six-month coaching class and you know absolutely nothing and you're not doing anything yet, that's perfectly fine. You will get a lot out of the class, and you will definitely. But what I'm looking for is people who have tried things already, people who are out there doing things and maybe just not getting the results that they would like to have yet. And notice they say yet, because you will – by the time we're done, you will be getting the results you have. But I am going to take applications, and I'm going to pick four or five people. And, Ruth, you are definitely one of them, because you have all the qualifications of the person I'm looking for. You implement what I teach. You're out there doing things, even though, like you said, you don't have it all down perfectly, Pat, but you jumped in and started doing this radio show anyway. Even though you were a little uncomfortable doing it, you jumped in with both feet and said, I'm just going to take action. I'm looking for people, four to five people, who are taking some kind of action right now to build their business. It doesn't matter what kind, that's going to be an application that you're going to fill out with me after you get into the course. I'll have you fill out an application if you want to work, be one of these four or five people that I'm going to work with on the classes, and show you exactly how I help these people start making money so that everybody can take that and implement it in their own business.
Yes. And Roxanne, I want to thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, Coach Roxanne Green, your online business consultant. Roxanne, thank you for being on the MLM View today. I really appreciate you, and I can't wait to get started with you. So any last words you want to give out that we didn't get a chance to say, then we're going to end our show for today.
No, just thank you, Ruth. I appreciate you having me on your show, and we'll be talking again soon.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end the MLM View for today, but you can always come back, listen to the archives, recommend this call to your friends who are struggling in social media. And we look forward to seeing you on Facebook in the fan page of Coach Roxanne. So with that, we're going to we're going to end our show, bring up our theme song again. It's My Time.
Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise, there's a call. You enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.